What can Isha go out with? What type of tachitim jewelry is she allowed to wear on Shabbos? What is she not allowed to walk out with on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, an Isha can't go out with ribbons of tzemer made out of wool. For loy bechute fish, not with ribbons made out of flax. For loy britzuas and stam straps, sheberosha, tied around the hair. She shouldn't go out with this on Shabbos. We'll soon see what the hezber is. When she goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't be tefa with them, because since these ribbons are tied around the hair, so it's a chatzitza. Therefore, b'shas she's tefa, she has to take them off before she's tefa, or at least atcha tirafim, unless she makes them loose. If they're loose, then she can be tefa with them. So the Moros and Estakasha, what does the Hilchos Tefillah have to do with this halacha of Shabbos? We're talking about what can Isha go out with. So what does the Mishnah say? Who are them when she's tefa in the mikvah? She has to make these straps loose. So see in the Gemara what one is told in the other. Let's see Tap Rashi. Bame Isha Yoitza. Rashi, they have a tachshit. Certain things are called a tachshit. It's like jewelry for them. For loy matzli, that's not an issa hoitzo on Shabbos. It's not called a matzli you're carrying. It's a tachshit. It's something she needs for a guf. V'ikah devi tachshit. Now some of these things in our Mishnah really midiraisa is called a tachshit. That means midiraisa she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. V'gozobei rabbonin. The rabbonin made exera not to wear certain things. Dilma shalfi. Maybe she'll take it off. Omach v'lechaverta. She has a new jewelry, so she'll take it off to show a friend. So we're afraid she'll take it off with Shus Rabin, and then Viduma Ostalasuya Daladamas. Maybe she'll come to walk Daladamas with Shus Rabin. This is the Ikka Hezbin, the whole parak, why it's also to walk out with jewelry. We'll see later on the Maestab is Manazer with Mekel, because we hold that the Noshim have a din of Isha Chashuva. The Gemara said later, Choshev Isha does not take off her jewelry in the street. She does not show it off. Lamaisa b'zman itzeh will make up to say all the nashim achashuvim. We don't have this gezerim. But mikra adin is usher to walk out with a lot of jewelry, because we're afraid she'll take it off to show it to a friend. Loi bechutei tzemer upishtin v'rutzua shavrosha. So Rashi she kolas b'msara. All these straps are talking about things that she kolas b'msara. She makes klish like braids the hair with it. So since it's tight in the hair, it's usher to do it, because we'll soon think, because it's a chatzitza if she has to go to the mikvah. Rashi Sheberosha on the hair. Akulakoi, it's going on all the cases of these first three cases of putting a ribbon of wool, a ribbon of pishtin and ritsuas, all means straps that she ties her hair with. Koi. The Gemara Meforish time, the Gemara will explain why an Isha can't go out with these straps in the hair. Hey, there's no shash, will take it off to show a friend. It's not a chash of a jewelry here. It's not a strap in the hair. So why can't she walk out with it on Shabbos? We'll see in the Gemara. Vaitav Latitful Bem, she shouldn't go to the mikvah with them. So Rashi Mishum Chatzitza. It calls the man these straps are tight in the hair. It's a chatzitza. It's stopping the water from touching the hair. So she can't be tabled with these straps in the hair. Ad Shetis Rafim. Rashi Shetatirom Ktsas. She has to loosen them a little bit. Untie the knot. She Rufuyim. They should be loose. V'yikon so hamayim b'neyim l'shar. Therefore the water will come in between the straps and the hair. And then there's no chatzitza. Yeah. That's the first part of the mitzvah. She shouldn't walk out on Shabbos, these straps tied onto her hair. She can't walk out with a type of a jewelry called tetofes. And now with something called sarbitin. Rashi Meforash, Gemara Gemara will explain the type of ornaments, the jewelry they put around the forehead, one holds around the cheek, they put this. So Rashi, the chashuvanein, the chash of a piece of the jewelry. Since it's a nice piece of jewelry, she'll take it off in the street to show her friend, and she'll continue walking down Lamas Meshus Rabban. Therefore, the Rabbanon will go on a normal Isha, is not allowed to wear these jewelries on Shabbos. Bizman, it's not sewed on to her begit. But if it's sewed on to her, then there's no shash, she'll take it off. It's sewed on, you can't take it off. Rashi Bizman she'ain tfurin. Im hashavcha, it's not sewed on. To hashavcha is like the kerchief under it, or on top of her hair. So if it's not sewed on to the kerchief, shekur and shkufiya, then it's also avu tfurin. But if it's sewed on to the kerchief, leka lemeichesh lasuye, then we're not afraid she'll come to carry b'shus rabin. She'ain on the telos hashavcha, she never takes off a kerchief off the hair. Meroisha from here b'shus rabin. She tegala kol sara, she doesn't want to go uncover her hair. Therefore, the kerchief, that's the first thing they put over the hair. That they always leave on it. Now, the savcha is something they put on, the sabitim is something they put on top of it. So if it's tied onto the kerchief, we're not afraid she'll take it off. But if it's not tied on, then we're afraid to take it off Rishus HaRabim to show it to somebody, and she walked out on this, that's why they're born after it. They asked her to wear a kovel. Where? The Rishus HaRabim. It's here the Mishnah, the first time it says Rishus HaRabim. The kovel is only Yasa Rishus HaRabim. Mashmir in her chotzer, in the backyard, she's allowed to wear these things. Mashenk in the first things are the Xeri, even in a chotzer, it's also. So Drashi kovel, the first big more what that is. L'rishus, it's another type of a kerchief or something else on top of the hair, is l'rishus sarabim's atrashi. That's what's awesome. Avo l'chotzer shari, but in her own chotzer backyard, she's allowed to wear this. V'chol hanis kerm l'malam, Hashem, all the things on top, these ribbons in the hair, or else these tzitzofos, the jewelry that goes around her forehead, is l'skerm l'malam, asurin af l'chotzer. It's even, this is Rashi Shita, it's even also for Isha to wear it mamish in her own house. Why? Shemar tagilim rishus harabim. If one made a gzeir, she'll wear it in the house, she'll forget and wear it outside rishus harabim. And there the gzeir is, she'll come to carry it rishus harabim. She'll show, take it off to show someone and carry it. Rashi v'chod gzeir, it's one gzeir. The gods of them, shvat diskashet them b'shabbat klal. They made a gzeir, they should not put on the jewelry at all, even in their own house. Well, the kovel, this is one type of a jewelry we'll see in the Gemara, a type of a cover they put over the hair, hetiru. This do a matter. For the first to come on the pirkin, shleleser es kol tachshiteh with this ganu abayla. Chum dim want to ask her to wear all the jewelry. Then she won't look nice to the husband. The husband would dislike her. So therefore, a certain jewelry the rabbanu will make her. A kavla, kovel, do a matter for her to wear at least in a house or in a chotzer, but not for shus rabbin. Vaita Vale Bir Shozov. Nisha can't go out with a jewelry, a gold jewelry, Ir Shozov. It looks like Yerushalayim, a picture of Yerushalayim. Trash Ir Shozov, Kimin Noishka type of a brace necklace. O Mitzarium Bo Kimin Ir. You have on the picture of a city and Shozov, Yerushalayim Shozov, it's like a picture of Yerushalayim. Valoy Bekatlo. Trash Katlo Forsh Begumara, also a type of a brace necklace. Valoy Benizov, not with nose rings. She can't go out with it on Shabbos. Valoy Betaba, Shein Olea Chosim. She can't go out with a tabas with a ring that does not have a chesim on it. Trashi chesim means sura lachtem boy geris, a cold dove sugar. Mold used to have the ring, the signet, the stamp it to show that's their signature. So if you have that, that's not a jewelry, it's not chashiv. But a leib tabas sheinu lechesim. If it doesn't have a chesim, then it's like a jewelry. So they're born asid you because we're afraid you'll take it off Mishra Rabin and show her friends. She can't go out with a needle, shein in the kufa, that does not have a hole inside it. The yimyotza, if she walks out with these things, the shino ain't a chayavat chatnis. That means midiraisa, these things are all called tachshitim. It's jewelry, it makes her look nice, it's like a beggar. She's allowed to walk out with it, she's not chayav chatnis. It's only yosim midirabonin. Now these last two cases explaining why there's no chayav chatnis, why it's only yosim midirabonin. Because what type of a needle is she walking out with? It doesn't have a hole. If the needle has a hole, it's not jewelry. It's not your sewing kit. So if you walk out with your sewing needle, avad that's called a tzor, you'd be chayav chatnis then. Who are then if you walk out with your ring that has the seal on it? That's not a takshit. That's not something you need to work with. So if you walk out with that, you'd be chayav chatnis. We're talking about, though, a pin that doesn't have a hole in it. That means it's a piece of jewelry. It's a nice pin to wear to look nice. So maybe you're right, so you're allowed to wear it. The rabbonim agoyzer, though, not to wear it, you shouldn't come to take it off. Like we said before, though, we'll see later on in the Gemara, b'zman hazeh we'll make it, we'll let our noshim wear any jewelry they want, because we hold b'zman hazeh our noshim are called isha chashuva, and the Gemara says later, isha chashuva is allowed to wear jewelry, because there's no chash, will take it off, which is for Rabbin show our friends. Rashi shein in the kuva kagoyin ishmiglam. V'yim yotas ein achiyav chatas, Rashi nekulu atachshit ininu. Midirais, all these jewelries is called a tachshit. A tachshit means it's something that she needs for her body, so that's mutter. Just like clothing. What's the epitome of a clothing? Rashi before is mashman bama behemam. Clothing also goes as a tachshit. The clothing you need for your body, you don't want to go out undressed. So you need the clothing, the purpose of your body. Who are din for Nisha? She needs her jewelry for the purpose of her body to look nice. So them is called a tachshit mutter. For Rabbanu knew the Gaza, but Rabbanu made Xera not to walk out with jewelry. Dilma shalfi yamachwa. We're afraid that Mishus Rabbi shall take it off to show a friend, and then she'll continue walking down Lamas Mishus Rabbi. That's why Rabbanu asked her to wear these things. So the Gemara. Tfilo man de chashme. If the Mishnah starts off saying she shouldn't wear these ribbons in her hair, and also if she goes to the mikvah, she can't be tevel with ribbons in her hair because it's a chatzitza. She has to loosen the ribbons. For the Gemara, who's talking about tefillah? We're talking about Haitzor Shabbos. What you allowed to wear on Shabbos? So Rashi, tefillah man dechashmo. My union tefillah, it's a Hilchos Shabbos. What is Hilchos tefillah got to do with Hilchos Shabbos? And Masechta Nida, put Hilchos tefillah. Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rav Bar Avua, my time comer. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Why did the Rabbanan ask an Isha not to walk out with these straps in the hair? As these straps are not real jewelry, we're not afraid she's going to take it off with Shus Rabim and show a friend. Just so you have a ribbon in your hair, it's not that choshev. So why did the Rabbanan ask that she can't wear a ribbon in her hair? My time comer. My times at Gemara leitaitzi isha lei bechutei tzemer. Why can't an isha go out with the Shabbos ribbons of tzemer of wool in her hair, or else lei bechutei tisha, not with ribbons, without a flax? Mivnei shomer chacham, because chacham said v'chol in the middle of the week leititful b'hem. If she has to go to the mikvah, she should not be tovel when these straps are in her hair. Ad she terafim, until she makes it loose, because kol zman that tight is called the chatzitza. The tefillah is no good. Now v'chiv on the b'chol. About in the middle of the week, she's not allowed to be tovel with these things in her hair until she makes it loose. Is the Shabbos Rabbanim made gzeir on Shabbos? Don't go out at all. Don't wear them on Shabbos. Why? I the skirt's attached it, and we're not afraid she'll take it off to show a friend. She's not going to take off a ribbon in her hair. What's wrong with wearing ribbons in her hair? The teretz is Dilma Misrami lo tefillah shel mitzvah. Maybe you'll come out on Shabbos is a tefillah shel mitzvah. Has punt the Zayinikim ended on Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. V'shar yelu, and when she goes to the mikvah, she's going to have to untie the ribbon, make the ribbons loose. V'yosei li'asvinu d'aram b'shus rabin. And plus, when she unties it, it's very shechich, will fall off then, and if it falls off, then we're afraid she'll come to carry it d'aram b'shus rabin. So that's the gzera. That's why the Rabbanan said, don't, no isha should walk out with these straps. A gzera up to an isha that has to go to the mikvah, and if she's going to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, she's going to loosen these straps, as very possible she'll come to carry them later. Therefore, the Rabbanan made the gzera not to wear it. Trashi, v'shar yelhu, she's going to unloosen the ribbons. Umatera soysim, she'll take them off, lit for the Shabbos, day to be table on Shabbos. Shalat filo le gozru, the Rabbanan didn't ask you to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Termina masechta beitzon. Adam nira kemekir. An Adam is not nira like she's being mistaken itself. It looks like she's taking a bath. She's cooling off. V'ye nira kemisaken asma. It's not looking like you're fixing up yourself. Therefore, the Rabbanan did not go easy to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Masahir v'choshe and isha will take it off, and then she'll come to walk down the walk with her daladamas. So churasam was the kasher is into shein amir. I was like, any part of the clothing we should be afraid also. When she goes to the mikvah, she has to take off her clothing. So say an isha can't wear clothing on Shabbos. Maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah and she won't put them on, or she'll walk with them. So Bosha Teretz is a regular clothing. We're not afraid like that. Avadi, she wouldn't go without wearing her clothing. So these straps in the hair, it's just like a tachshit in them. So there we're afraid maybe she'll go without it. Other pshat to me is that there's really a shalof to make a tie tight back on Shabbos. There's a shalof on a kshira. You're not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos. So if she takes them off, she can't tie them on again so tight. Or else Kliyas Asara is a shalof you do it on Shabbos. You can't make a braid so good on Shabbos. So therefore, if she takes them off, we're afraid she won't put them back so well, and therefore we're afraid maybe she'll carry them. Therefore, on this, the Rabbanan made Xerah not to wear it.
While they're loose, it's an
issue
to
carry.
Maybe
it doesn't
look
like a tachshit. While it's loose, then you have to say, because either will fall off then, or she'll come to carry it. It says really yesterday. It says v'yeshleima devidvorim shein ikra malbish lekel migzer. Things that are her ikra clothing that she wears. The afilu b'chelon derech lechas klalim koyim mayat shel bishem. Even in the middle of weekdays, nobody she doesn't leave the mikvah until she's fully dressed. Eladavke b'dvorim ketanim. Only small things like here putting the ribbon back in her hair. Yesh lachas shein makbid the mainam olav. She's not makbid to leave the mikvah, even though she didn't put the ribbon back in her hair. Or regilasu b'chel kishematirim pamim noisim biyadoi ad beisoi. It's a shtegi in the middle of the week that these ribbons they don't put back on in the mikvah, but they walk home with it. So these ribbons were afraid maybe in Shabbos also she'll have to go to the mikvah and take them off, and she won't put them back on again. That's one of these things are bona medik zera not to walk out with. Right. Boy minei Rav Kana minei Rav. Rav Kana has a shalat from Rav. Tichi chalilosa mau. These are ribbons made out of chalilosa, means very wide ribbons. The Rashi tichi chalilosa, shasheris ribbons, shachutim made out of the strings, chalulos vagulis. They're like hollow and round. In other words, they're not tight. They're like something woven. Is mau the Rashi lekaleya them sour, because you wrap it around the hair. Velotzes b'shabbos. She can't make it too tight. To make it too tight. And something that's woven doesn't get that tight onto the hair. And the water gets in it, so really she can be tight with the way it is. Still, we have a shailon. Is it called a chatzitza? Therefore, she's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Mishum zera tefilas mitzvah. Because we're afraid maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah and she won't put it back, and she'll have to untie it and she won't put it back on again. Only have the chatzitza. So that's our shailon. Shailon is now nilchas mikvois. An isha that wears these straps around the hair, that's a woven material. It's chalulim, has like holes in it, wide holes. So is that called a chatzitza or not? Omale, he answered back, Orid Kamrit, you're asking me a shayla about a kli, a beggar that's orig, that's woven? Kol shu orig legozu. Anything that's woven, they didn't make an exerum, because something that's woven doesn't get that close to the hair, it doesn't make a chatzitza, therefore she can be tevel with the way it is. Rashi, kol shu orig legozu. Lot says boy b'shabis. Since you can't tie it too tight to the hair, it's not chutz, doesn't stop the water from touching the hair, she can be tabled that way even on Shabbos, so they make an exerah. Itmanam, you also learned like this, Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, kol shu orik, anything that's woven is like gozru. The Rabbanan didn't make exerah. That's one lotion. The Ik of the Yamri, some say another lotion. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, Chazina liachvosi, you should know I saw my sister to lay kaftan alayu. She's not kafted, she's not copied on these things. Has these strings in her hair, she's not copied if it gets dirty or not. She wasn't makpid upon it. So Drashi, liachvosi le kaftan alayu. Litlon me roshin. I saw my sister, she was not makpid to take it off her hair. Kishen reich says to chamu, they took a hot shower, a hot bath. Alma ayabumaya. So you see, when they took their bath, they still wore these ribbons in the hair. So lad dafkas to mikvah, stam washing himself. Why did they leave these ribbons in the hair? Elamai, alma, ayla, bumaya, shapir, that the water goes through it anyway. So therefore, you want to wash here, she could wash here with the ribbons in the hair. The ribbons don't stop the water from coming in. Afilo lahanoyes rechitza, even for own hano, vechivan, shekain, linyan, tfilo namiloyes rechitza, latirin. Vechitza, tfilo also, she did not have to take it off. Therefore, she'll walk out with it on Shabbos also. So, Imis Rami, Tzvila, Tzvila, she'll have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Loi Shailu, she doesn't have to untie these ribbons. Loi Mishum Chatzitza, Loi Mishum Kfeda. Not that in the Mitzvah it's a Chatzitza, and no one in a person, she's not Makpid. And do a swerve from Makpid. So, tomorrow, my Iko ben Hach Lishna ben Hach Lishna. What's the difference in Loch of these two Pshotim, two Lishonis? Whether it's a swerve it's not called a Chatzitza, or it's a swerve that an Isha is not Makpid to take it off. She doesn't care if it's on her hair or not. He could benign as a trash to the Gemara that Nifan. Now, if Kamina gets a little bit dirty, as if these ribbons are dirty. Lach lishna diyoma kol shu orig le gozru haninami orig. Even though the ribbon is dirty, but since the mitzias it does not tight onto the hair, it doesn't stop the water from getting in, it's not called the chatzitzam, she's allowed to be tabled that way, and she's allowed to walk out that way on Shabbos also. Avalahach lishna, but this loshin, the yarmut that says mishum kfeida, it's a shalom even in the middle of the weekday. When she takes a shower, is she makpid to take these ribbons off of here or not? So kivun the tznifa, since these ribbons are dirty, mikvat kafto layu. She's very makpid to make sure she takes it off before she goes into the shower. So since she's makpid to take it off, so poshid, therefore he can't walk out with it on Shabbos. And if he pashtas means who adin, it's called the chatzitza, vilchas tefillah also. Since she's makpid, it shouldn't be on her, it's also called the chatzitza. Rashi, the mitlefers of Rashi, the nitlefu hanech tichy betit. Let's say these straps and the hair got dirty, full of mud. Hanami orikul. The first man, the yom mesintis orig, v'akama legozu klal lotzis. Of lahaynish, according to the second lotion, the leikafti that told the isha not makbid to take it off. Mashma, it's mashma. The kafti lenatlan, she is makbid, take it off from her roshin, from her hair. Kishen Rechza, when she washed herself, also lots of spam Shabbos. It's also to go out with it on Shabbos. V'yafa gav b'nini duka lechaitzi, even though the mitzvah it doesn't get that tight to the hair. So it's not chait, it doesn't stop the water from coming into the hair. Umateris litzvah b'hen. When our father, the first Pshan Rashi, she's allowed to be tevel in the mikvah. Because in the mikvah, since she's not makbid, since there's no chatzitza, it doesn't stop the water, she could be tevel in the mikvah. Hilka chani nami. The mitnefi mikvat kaftin, she's makbid shleliyas rosh and b'shas tefilosin. It means in the mitzvah that b'shas she's terrible in the mikvah, she'll also be makbid to take it off. Mivnei shamayim mamchem esatit, the water like dissolves the dirt on it. Or malach like the storm, the dirt goes on to a basar. Ve'abialiyosim and atfilum, which are coming up from the mikvah. So therefore, it's a svara, even though mitzara din, she doesn't have to take it off when she goes to the mikvah, but a mitzias, the isha will take it off. Since she's makvin, she doesn't want to get dirty from this dirty bin, so she's going to take it off. Therefore, we're right to afraid on Shabbos, she can't walk out with it. Because we're afraid on Shabbos, she'll have to go to the mikvah, and before she goes, she'll take it off, not to get dirty from the bin, and then we're afraid she won't put it back on, and she'll walk home with it. Even though there's no chesaron from chatzitza to ayo b'mayo miyuk ki when the shakli law mishum tinuf, since the isha is going to take it off her before she's tevil because she doesn't want to get dirty from it, is osli yastiyinu, we're afraid she'll come to carry it, but yosel lotzis bim, therefore she's also to go out. Masheka lishna kamala gazrel b'midi the chayitz for tefila. According to the first lashon, it's only told completely what's called chayitz for tefila. So if it's tight, it's also. But kozuman is orig, it's woven, it's a loose material that doesn't get stuck onto the hair, she's let it go out with it on Shabbos. This is the first pshat in Rashi, but this is the ikip pshat. Rashi has another pshat, the chiddush, to say, Rashi says, the second pshat Rashi says, Rabbi Yisrael said, even the gate of chatzitza of the mikvah, because the kaimalon, ruba yomak bedol of chaitzis, something that an isha is makbid, that's called the chatzitza. That's the way Rashi's Rabbi Yisrael learns. Rashi says, "V'koshli begavot tuva chodchit mahu midi temhadik." Havada, what's called a chatzitza? Something gets stuck onto the body. If you have something on rove of a body that stops the water, that's called a chatzitza makpid. But here, even though she's makpid because of dirt, but the mitzvah, since the water gets onto the body, it's not called a chatzitza. Now, about Laloch is, we hold like Rashi's first pshat, that Hilchas Chatzitza, they won't be here, since the water goes on to her here, nor Hilchas Shabbos, it's also to work out for the same Gzerim. That since the Mitzvah, she always takes it off, not to get dirty, so we're afraid on Shabbos, when she has to go to the mikvah, she'll take it off, and then she won't put it back on again, she'll walk down with Amis, therefore they're born after it. Right. Tanan Hosim, not the Mishnah Mikvois, V'yelu choytisin b'yodim. These are things that are choytis if a person wants to go to the mikvah, and Isha goes to the mikvah, that she has to take it off her body before she goes in. Chutei tzemer, she wears strings of tzemer, of wool, v'chutei pishtin, strings of flax, v'ritzua shebroshei habonis, and the strand, the ritzua, the strings, in the heads of the bonus, of the young ladies. First it says about what's chitzitza for kelim, for utensils. Tony linyan tefilas odim. V'elu chitzim biyodim. These are what's chitzim biyodim. Shel tzemer v'shel svaitim. That's the first man yom. That wool and flax and ritzua sabrashi abonis are chitzim. We have Yehudu Weimer. Shel tzemer v'shel sar ain't chitzim. As you do the things, the tzemer wool is not choytzit. It doesn't get that tight to the hair. It's not choytzit. Who adin shel sar? If you have other hair tied onto your hair, it's also not called the chatzitza. It doesn't get that hard. Ain't choytzit. Mifnei shamayim boyim behem. Water goes through, it's not a chatzitza. Drashi, shel tzemer v'shel sar ain't choytzit. T'lei mehedek agabi sar. It doesn't get too tight onto hair. So therefore, the wool doesn't stop the water from coming onto the hair. Who adin other hair, a shaita won't stop the water from coming on. So this is the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about tzemer. If tzemer stops the chitzitza or not. Omer Rav Huna, the kulam b'roshei habonis ninu. We're all talking about these straps on the hair of an isha. So more maskiv lo Rabbi Yosef. Lamutei mai. What do you mean to tell us talking about the hair of a bonus of the young girls? What lamutei mai lafuki what? What's not called the chitzitza? Ilaim lamutei the tzavor that they put these strings, these straps around their neck. For the Gemara Dumai, what type of a strap? What type of strap does an isha put around her neck that you can say it's not called a chatzitza? Ilaim lamutei ditzemer, if you want to say a woolen strap that he puts around her neck, it's not a chatzitza. For the Gemara, why not? Hash the rach agabi kosher chitzitz, madach rach, tzemer is called the rach. Agabi kosher hair is called very hard. So madach, when you put the tzemer on the hair, on her hair, it's called a chatzitza chitzitz. Racha gabi rach mi boy. Avada, when she puts the tzem around her own body, around her neck, avada should be called a chatzitza. So Drashi, ha bonus katana. That we said, roshay bonus means urcha de milsanokit. Doesn't mean a fucking old lady. Just means usually the young ladies are the one that wears these straps. The kula b'roshay bonus ninu, lo tamish b'roshay bonus arutsuas the chudai koi, and lachutanami koi. Even the strings and the straps, both of them means only on the hair. For the Malamute Mai, Ashmin and Rav Huna, the Chutin, Nami Brashia Borishninu. What is telling me Lafuke that we're talking about the hair and not something else? Ilam Lamute Chutin Akshurim et Savor and Lechaitzi, she has straps around her neck. That's not called a Chatzitza, she can be tabled in the mikvah with the straps. For the Malamai, Hai Chutin, what type of Chutin, what type of straps are we talking about? Lamute Lechaitzi et Savor. Zemezet Rashi wool, Kori Rach, Lagabe Pishtin. His wool is more easier, more finer than Pishtin flax. Ulagabe Hashar. Who are then Lagabe here? Agabe Kosher Sar. Now here is much hotter than wool. So Madach, this wool on top of here is called a Chatzitza Kwanta Tanakamon. Agabe Rach, Bosor, Miboy. Rashi Betzmiya. It's a kasha. Havade agabe rach tfein hedik. Avad the wool gets closer and tighter onto the body than it does to here. So let the Tanak. Not chut the pishtin, that's not called a chatzitza. It's only wool and not pishtin. For the Gemara, hash the kosh agabe kosh choytzeitz, madach wool, which is hard. Agabi the hair, which is also called the chatzitza, kosh agabi rach mi boy, avad the pishtin, like agabi the boss of shazichabi. Yeah. He's on the body, avad the pishtin should be a chatzitza for the body. Elozat gemara om Rav Yosef. Hainu taimo de Rav Huna, is the time of Rav Huna. Lufi shenisha chenekes es atzma. He meant to say true. The straps are only chatzitz in a hair. Because in a hair, there she ties it very tight. Mashenka, she puts a strap around her neck, she's not going to tie herself too tight, she'll strangle herself. So nice, they don't want to kill themselves. So don't put the strap too tight around the neck. That's what he meant to say. Only on the hair it's called a chatzitz. Mashenka, around the neck, if she nisha chenek at atzma, nisha doesn't choke herself. So even if she puts this wool or this flax around the neck, it's not so tight. Trashy. To tighten the straps around the neck, because Russian berevich sherofun. Havad they only tighten it loosely, then it should be loose on her. Therefore, it's not called a chatzitza. That's what he meant to say. It's only a shell on the hair and not on the neck. Eis for your bayfer. The bayah kasha on this. Habonos the girls yoytzeis bechutin shabbos neim to go out with chutim in their ears. Avoloi bechavtin shabbos vareim. But they can't go out with the straps tied around their necks. So now, mashma strap tied around her neck is also called a chatzitza. He's talking about the shalach from the chatzitza here. Trashi b'chutin shab yozneim, shenoistim shom shloyistim anekev. They might have pierced ears, so they don't want the ear, the hole, to close up again, so they put katin string through the neck, through the nekev. It's chavtin anke ritzua she'enim ozevas v'chavetz le'tachshu levdin duim lechutim shneim. So the kid says what the bonus could go out the chutim of the hand, go out with his katnin or in the, or the chutim in the ear. But now with the tight necklaces around the necks. Now viyamrit en isha chenekas atzma. This an isha never put something around the neck so tight. Chavkin shavasareim am I light? What's wrong with wearing this necklace around her neck? What should be wrong with it? So Rashi says, Chavkin, Anke Ritzuas type of charm, Sheinim Uzovis, it's not made out of gold, not Ruchov, it's not white gold. The Lav LaTashid Avdin, doing with the Chutish of his name, it's not meant for Tashid, it's some other purpose she's wearing it. So now there's no Gzeir which will come to walk and take it off and show a friend, because it's not a Chosh of a jewelry. And Lamay Stam, it's Sarah she wears it for. So the only reason Tashid, that's after Dinah Chatzitza. So maybe she'll have to go to the Mikvah, and she'll take it off then, and she'll come to wear it. But if you say whatever she puts around the neck is always loose, so it's not called a chatzitza. So why can't she walk out with it on Shabbos? There's no chatzitza here. Amayloi, I'm a Ravina, hocho bekatlo atkinin.